following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
The official voice of the Peer Governors, DRG Media Group.
Peer Governor Basketball on River 92.7 is brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, and Birding Electric.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Becky Ponceva State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Live Nan Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
Now, Pier Governor Basketball.
Hey, thank you very much, and a welcome to another night of high school basketball. A good Thursday evening, everybody, here at Riggs High Gym. Brian Oakland ready to go with play-by-play coming up. Another Governor basketball tilt, but they're first against an ESD conference opponent tonight. They welcome in the Mitchell Colonels, an old District 3AA rivalry here at Riggs High Gym. Governors will come in off of a three-game losing streak now. Tough loss at Winter the other night, 46-43. That dropped their record to 4-3 on the season. Mitchell's been playing pretty well so far. They've won six of their first eight ball games. They had a win at Huron the other night, Tuesday night, 64-51. In fact, the second time they've beaten the Huron Tigers so far this season. But they'll take on the Peer Governors for the first and only time of this 21-22 basketball season. Good to have you here aboard, along with Jordan, who will be running camera at Live Ticket in LiveTicket.tv. We got Heather Williams running the show in studio tonight as well to provide technical direction for our radio audience. And I'm Brian Oakland, as we give you Governor Basketball, your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7, live streaming, as mentioned, at drgnews.com. Coming up in our pregame show, we'll have coaches' conversations, keys to success, the starting lineups, and a whole lot more, including our first look around the state of South Dakota, Class AA. We call it the state of basketball, and we'll do that after an opening two-minute timeout. Coming up, the pregame brought to you by the Becky Potsava State Farm Insurance Agency in Pierre. As you listen to Pierre Governor Basketball, River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. And that's why the team at Potsava State Farm Insurance are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. Just another way they're here to help life go right. Call Potsava State Farm Insurance at 224-4173 today.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Hi, everyone. This is Brian Oakland, the voice of the Peer Governors on River 92.7. You know, the men and women at the Hughes County Sheriff's Office know a great team when they see one. Long hours, hard work, determination. The Govs have it, and we're proud to support them. If you want to know more about our 361 team and how you can be a part of it, log on at HughesCounty.org and click on the Sheriff's tab. The Hughes County Sheriff's Office says, go Govs!
Welcome back to Riggs High Gym, and here up in the Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth, that's where we'll originate our coverage of Governor basketball from this evening on the Upper West Side in the upper deck of Riggs High School. And once again, to all the men and women of Hughes County Sheriff's Office, thanks for doing what you do. And to all first responders, a big thank you as well. From the Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth, sites of the origination of high school basketball tonight. Well, let's take a look at how things are shaping up here so far this week in Class AA basketball in the ESD and beyond. And so far this week, we had one game played in AA on Monday night. That was O'Gorman in Sioux Falls defeating Washington 62-51. Four games on Tuesday night, including the Governors, who kind of let one slip away at Winter. The Warriors win that one 46-43. Mitchell, meantime, was winning at Huron 64-51, now 6-2 on the season. Are the Colonels, who we'll see tonight. Yankton got a win at home by the slimmest of margins, 46-45 over Harrisburg. And out west, Rapid City Christian swept a doubleheader from Sturgis. The boys' game won by the Comets 38-33. Tonight, in addition to the Governors hosting Mitchell, another ESD tilt has Aberdeen playing at Brookings. Also, Watertown down at Yankton to tangle with the Bucks. Out west, it's Sturgis playing at Rapid City Central. More action tomorrow night, although this is the final game of the week for both Peer and Mitchell. But Sioux Falls Lincoln will play at Huron, Sioux Falls Jefferson at Washington. Rapid City Stevens will host Campbell County of Wyoming, and then Douglas and Spearfish are slated to go across the state to take on Harrisburg and Brandon Valley on Friday, and they'll flip-flop venues on Saturday. Also on Saturday, T Area will go up to Aberdeen to go up against the Golden Eagles. Yankton will host O'Gorman. Brookings plays host to Fairmont, Minnesota. And then Sioux Falls Lincoln at Roosevelt, Sioux Falls Christian at Watertown, and Rapid City Central will host Campbell County out of Gillette, Wyoming as well. Of course, a lot of that action, especially tomorrow in the eastern part of the state, will be weather permitting. That's the rest of this week's schedule. Into the week ahead, the Governors will look forward to two home games Thursday and Friday. A week from tonight plus a week from tomorrow night, they'll entertain the Douglas Patriots on Thursday night and the Brandon Valley Lynx on Friday. Both of those games to be heard right here on River 92.7. Mitchell, after tonight, will make ready to go out west as they'll get an overnight trip at Sturgis Friday night and Spearfish on Saturday afternoon. Quick look at the boys' schedule coming up. Right now, the standings in boys' basketball have Sioux Falls Roosevelt, the only unbeaten team so far, at 6-0. O'Gorman is the 2 seed, 7-1. Yankton at 5-2. Sioux Falls Lincoln now 3-3. And Harrisburg at 4-3. They're the 5 seed. Aberdeen Central 6-2, just ahead of Mitchell, who is also 6-2. In fact, those two teams would be tied right now for the number 6 and 7 seeds in the power rankings in Class AA boys basketball. Sioux Falls Washington 3-3 is the 8 seed, and they're just ahead of the Governors, who are in the 9 spot right now with their 4-3 record. Sioux Falls Jefferson, Rapid City Stevens are both 4-4. Spearfish, Brandon Valley, Rapid City Central, Brookings, and Huron round out the top 16 in boys basketball, with Watertown, Sturgis, and Douglas on the outside looking in. That's boys basketball, the state of basketball in Class AA. We'll turn the page, look at the girls' side of things as well. And well, O'Gorman on Monday night wins at Sioux Falls Washington 61-52. Tuesday night, with four games, the Governor girls hosted Lakota Tech and had a furious fourth quarter rally, but came up short against a very good Class A team in Lakota Tech, 65-60. The Lady Tatanka win that game here at Riggs the other night, but still a lot of fire from the Governor girls. Hopefully they'll keep that going tomorrow night when they go to Mitchell to take on the Colonels at the Corn Palace. Meanwhile, also on Tuesday night, Yankton beat Harrisburg 44-40. Huron over Mitchell 69-46. And Rapid City Christian, a home win over Sturgis 53-40. with four games on the slate in boys basketball tonight in Class AA. There are five girls games, including Brookings at Aberdeen and Yankton at Watertown. Also in the Big Town, Sioux Falls Lincoln hosts Roosevelt, Washington hosting Jefferson, and out in Rapid City, it's Rapid City Central playing host to the Sturgis Scoopers. Tomorrow is the girls' matchup compared to the one we've got here with the boys. It'll be the girls' game at Mitchell with the Corn Palace hosting that one. David Burrow will call that one here on River 92.7, as we'll have high school wrestling scheduled from Riggs High Gym, and we'll have that coverage on KGFX as well. Meanwhile, Sioux Falls Lincoln at Huron tomorrow, Washington at Roosevelt, and Douglas goes to Harrisburg with Spearfish at Brandon Valley. Double headers with the boys on those games. Rapid City Schools will host Campbell County, Wyoming this weekend. Next week, with the Governor girls going to Douglas, we mentioned the boys hosting Douglas on Thursday night. Next week, the girls will go to Douglas on Tuesday night. So similar to the schedule that we saw last week with Sioux Falls Lincoln, girls will play on the road on Tuesday, the boys at home on Thursday, and then the Governor girls go to Brandon Valley on Friday, while Mitchell, again, will host, girls will host Sturgis and Spearfish next Friday and Saturday. So there you go, a quick look at what's going on and what's coming up in the state of basketball, Class AA in South Dakota. Let's take a three-minute timeout. We've got a sophomore game that is all peer right now, 53-31, leading Mitchell. They're in the final minute with 53 seconds left. The JV game was won by the Colonels, though, 50-42. So assuming the sophomore match continues the way it is, the Governor's getting a win in this one. It will put the varsity matchup, so to speak, as the rubber match here on the varsity floor at Riggs High Gym. Three-minute timeout. Our Becky Potts of the State Farm Insurance Agency pregame continues. Before we go to break, we'll remind you on behalf of the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, who celebrates being a part of a team, to buckle up. Snow means slow, dry for conditions during the winter season, if we would be so inclined. We've got that the coach's comments and keys to success from Central Dakota Eye Care coming up next in 3 minutes. You're listening to Peer Governor Basketball.
Happy New Year from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pierre. New Year with new deals. Get four free oil changes with your four-tire purchase, a $200 value. $15 off Duramax diesel fuel filters. Only $35 for a hand wash and vacuum. Enjoy $15 off a light detail. See all our specials at beck-motors.com. Call us at 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company, Pierre.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to dakotastormroofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden french fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy tastes good.
There's one place to watch Peer Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Peer Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Peer Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Peer Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit RankeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
All right, here we go. In keys to success, Brianna Kuzler, the governor head coach, into another home matchup. But the first one against an ESD team, coach. I think that gives us something to really look forward to about tonight's game in particular. But let's start at Tuesday night at Winter. And that game that I know you kind of go in there thinking this is a game that we should have. But it just didn't work out. That really good defensive team just made a lot of defensive plays, especially in that fourth quarter.
They did, and yep, credit Winter there. But we were still getting good looks, I felt, and you know, sometimes that's how the ball bounces, it doesn't go your way. So certainly we want our guys to still step in here with a lot of confidence, shooting the same shots that we got that night. And then our defense, when you hold team to 46 points and you win a lot of those games, and that night we happen to not, and that's okay. But you know, I think if we bring that same defensive effort that we had on Tuesday night, good things will continue to happen with this group.
That's one thing. I was talking with some people from Winter after that game. They were really touting that peer defense and the effort, but you're going to need that tonight against a Mitchell team that's off to a pretty good start, and they're playing awful well together.
They are playing well, and Caden Hanker is a phenomenal player, and he's somebody that they kind of go as he goes, and so we want to really make sure that we're limiting touches with him, and when he gives it up, make it tough for him to get it back, and then make sure that we've got help in place and in areas to where nobody's single job is him. We're all as a team. Team defense is something that's really big for us, and making sure that we're helping, and then we're helping the helper, and then we're helping the helping helper. And so it just goes and goes and goes. And that's one thing with this group is they work so hard and they've bought into that defense. And as we continue to improve and fine tune certain things as we go, you know, this stretch hasn't given us a ton of time to really spend in practice to dwell on what we just needed to change in the game prior, because we're always prepping for that next one. But they really have, every time that we've presented something and we're looking to improve some areas, they have bought into that. And that's something that this group is so special with, and they see that they're not where they want to be yet. And we don't want to be peaking. We talk about that a lot, and certainly you'd love the wins to come along with your growth, but sometimes that isn't what's reflected in the at the end of the game. But there's still a lot of positive things that can come from the games that we've had, but now we want to move forward and make those steps to get the wins, and that really at the end of the day, we've got to start putting the ball in the hoop. Our defense has been pretty good. Our rebounding has been great, and I think that now we'll continue to shoot with confidence and good things will happen.
There you go. I mean, you'd like to turn that defense into offense, mm-hmm. And I think points off turnovers the other night in Winter was, I didn't know what that stat was, but I think it would have been decidedly in Winter's favor. Maybe you can turn that around tonight.
Right. I think that taking care of the basketball, especially down the stretch, I felt in the fourth quarter, there were a couple possessions that we maybe would have liked to have back as far early in the late in the third, early in the fourth, and but can't sit there and think about that too much, because now we've got another matchup tonight. We're ready to go. We're excited to be back home with this crowd in our favor. Certainly a great environment down in Winter, but we like it when it's for us, not against us. So we're excited about that.
With Mitchell tonight, and Caden Hinker is a special player. You mentioned him earlier, but I'm trying to think back on the opponents you've had this season. I don't think anybody really up until now has had that one
one standout player. And I don't want to say you key in on one guy and take your chances with others, but is this a case where you really kind of give him a little special extra attention?
You really have to find him, especially if we're, whether we're man or zone. We've got to make sure that we know where he's at all times, and making sure that, like I talked about earlier, it's no one man's job. We're team defense and everything that we're doing. And so just having that awareness and recognizing when somebody needs help, and then making sure that we're still recovering. They're capable players by all means around that surround him, and that's what makes his team really good. But if we can limit what he does and make things challenging for him, dictate the shots that we want them to take rather than them just getting shots that they want, that'll be something important for us.
I'm trying to remember the last year you go to Mitchell, you beat these guys, if I remember correctly. And it is, as I try to recall that, I'm getting old, I can't remember so much, but they did seem to be more perimeter oriented outside of that one kid that you want to watch real close.
Yeah, Hinker will do it all. He'll step inside. He'll be around the perimeter. They really have a lot of kids that will pull the trigger from beyond the arc. And so that's having a high hand, being ready to contain their defense or their dribble penetration as well, because they want to try and break you down and have easy kickouts for shots. So if we can continue to contain as well as we have, and just have that help in place when we're in man, certainly that'll be big emphasis.
All right, Coach, looking for a bounce back effort. Let's go get one tonight.
Yes,
right?
Thank you.
There is Brianna Kuzler, the head coach of the Peer Governors. Her coach's comments and keys to success that are brought to you in this pregame by Central Dakota Eye Care. In Peer, we'll hear from them, and we will speak with the new head coach of the Mitchell Colonels as well, Riker Kreitzfeld. He's next as keys to success continue here in our Governor pregame.
The key to success starts with vision. Hi, this is Dr. Nick Marceau of Central Dakota Eye Care. Yearly comprehensive eye exams are key in detecting eye conditions before symptoms appear. Call us today at 224-6128 to schedule an appointment. New patients always welcome. The staff at Central Dakota Eye Care is proud of our area youth and support their high school activities. Best of luck in today's game. Central Dakota Eye Care, 640 East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Better vision for a great life.
All right, the keys to success continue. Let's talk with Riker Kreitzfeld, the head coach of the Mitchell Colonels, here off to a really nice 6-2 start. Another second win of the season over the Huron Tigers the other night. But I think what you've got going so far is a team that looks like they're just playing really well together, and a group of guys that have been playing pretty well for several years now.
Yeah, you know, they're doing a nice job. They're just being, we have a group that's being really coachable, and they're listening to the things we have to fix. And those things have been defensively. You know, right now we're just not very good defensively. So we're working on that every day. But it helps when you got some guys, you know, you got Caden Hinker, Dylan Solick, really athletic guys out there. And so that helps. But we got a lot of ways we can improve still, so we're working towards that.
That Huron win, very similar to the first time you played them in the first game of the season, beat them by 13, 14 points, something like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it seems that the ESD teams that you've been seeing so far, because Peer hasn't seen any yet, but, you know, is it just good old-fashioned ESD ball as far as you know, or is it you guys are just going out and taking care of business and executing that well?
Yeah, you know, it's every ESD game's a battle. Huron, just they play really tough. We played Watertown; they played us really tough. The ESD, when ESD teams play, it seems like it doesn't matter what the records are, it doesn't matter who you got. It's always going to be a battle, and it's going to be the same thing here tonight. You know, you got two good teams that'll go at it, and you know, Beer's tough. Here's tough. They got a lot of athletic kids, so we're going to have to be on top of our game for sure.
You talk about your defense. You said you weren't too happy with it so far. Obviously, room for improvement at all times, but how about consistency? Have you guys been pretty consistent for 32 minutes a game?
You know, not really. You know, just being honest, like we have lapses, and those lapses have kind of cost us. You know, we build a lead, and then we give them a quarter, and you know, you can't take quarters off, and that's what we've been working towards. You know, if you take a quarter off against, you know, a really good team like we'll play tonight, you're going to be in trouble. It's not going to be now it's a tie game. It's going to be now you're down by eight or something like that. So consistency is extremely important, and, you know, it's just kind of part of the process. You know, our guys are learning. I'm learning as we go. So hopefully we can continue to shore that up.
But I think you've then shown some explosiveness on offense and has had some pretty good runs at times.
Yeah, offensively, we haven't had, you know, too much of an issue. We had a tough one against Thunder Basin of Wyoming, but guys have been doing a good job just continuing to attack the rim. That's kind of what we preach is we can make a shot, but we want to get ourselves to the rim. And, you know, Caden, he's been doing a really nice job being a facilitator, and everything we do runs through him because he commands a double. Sometimes he commands a triple team in the post. So that makes it easy when we're shooting layups or we're shooting wide open shots. So his unselfishness has been really important.
Yeah, a real special player. Looking forward to seeing him play again tonight. But, Pierre, you mentioned the athleticism you'll face this evening. Challenges all around, but a team that's kind of reeling themselves, and maybe you may have that mindset of coming in and getting on top early and just seeing where that takes you.
Well, you know, you always have a plan. You always have a plan. You want to come out and get off to a good start, but it doesn't always happen that way. Peers, you know, they lost a couple, but that just means they're hungry for a win. You know, they're going to, especially in front of the home crowd, no girls game for you guys tonight, so it's probably going to be a pretty packed house, and we're excited for that. But we know, like, Pierre's going to be a solid team. They're going to be really solid. They have nice pieces, so we have to do a really nice job.
Specifics that concern you, what about Pierre?
Well, Lincoln Keenholz on every facet of the game. Yep. Obviously, we have to get him stopped, but everybody in Pierre knows that. Jackson Edmond, him crashing the glass is an issue. We have to keep him boxed out. The Bush kid's pretty good down low. And then the Hansen kid can make a three. So the rebounding is going to be really important. And then just making things tough on Lincoln. It's hard to make things tough on a guy who can do it all. So it's a tough challenge, but I think our guys are up to it, hopefully.
Right. So how do you improve on that defense that's concerning you a little bit?
You know, we kind of changed schematically a little bit. We wanted to get up and deny really hard, but we're not doing that so much. We're just trying to keep teams out of the paint, trying to make them make contested jumpers. And which we did a nice job against Yankton, and then we played Huron, and we didn't do such a nice job. So we're up and down. So hopefully tonight we can shore some of those things up and, you know, just stay focused, stay intense defensively for 32 minutes.
All right, Coach, appreciate your time. Good luck tonight, all right?
Yep, thank you.
Riker Kreitzfeldt, the head coach of the Mitchell Colonels, with comments and keys to success brought to you by Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre. With the pep band going as we get close to the announcement of starting lineups on the floor, let's give you starting lineups in our pregame as well. They come to us courtesy of Envirotech in Pierre. And for the Mitchell Colonels, they will go this way. In the backcourt, it is a 6'1 junior, Aiden Myers, as the one guard, Dylan Solek, is a 6'3 junior as well. With the do everything player, 6'8", listed as either a guard or a forward, Caden Hinker, the senior, as up front. Actually, let's throw in Gavin Dagan in there too, a 6-foot senior guard for the Colonels. Up front will be Steele Morgan, a 6'5 junior at the forward spot. So it's Myers, Solek, and Dagan in the backcourt. Hinker and Morgan up front. Off the bench, Jackson Childs, a 6'4 junior, listed as a guard. And Charlie McArdle, a 6'1 junior forward for the Mitchell Colonels. Head coached by the new guy in town, Riker Kreitzfeldt. He's assisted by Wes Morgan, Pat Moeller, Pat Larson, Adam Fosnes. Mitchell is 6-2, currently 7th seeded in Class AA, but they're 4-1 in the ESD conference standings. Their opponent, the Pierre Governors, with their Envirotech starting lineup. Look this way. In fact, the Governors playing their first ESD game of the season. In the backcourt will include Jacob Mayer, the 5'11 junior, Matthew Hansen, the 6'4 shooting guard, Lincoln Keenholz, a 6'3 junior. Looking for a big night tonight after a couple of games that haven't really gone his way in the last two. Jackson Edmond, a 6'7 junior up front, with Christian Bush in the post, 6'4 and a junior. For the Governors, with Hansen, Keenholz, Mayer, Edmond, and Bush, and Jed Zabel, Cade Kaiser, Ben Heisler, Brecken Kruger as well off the bench for the 4-3 Governors, head coach by Brianna Kuzler. Those are your Envirotech starting lineups. We'll give you the game officials after a 90-second timeout. You're listening to Pierre Governor Basketball.
Been thinking about a remodel project or want to use the cold weather months to do a deep clean out of your basement? Or what about that guest room that now houses years and years worth of all those things that you thought you might use again someday? Well, Envirotech to the rescue. Call Envirotech at 224-4804 to take advantage of their winter roll-off special. Through February, save $100 off a 30-yard roll-off box. Call today and get those projects checked off your to-do list and save money in the process.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. You also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
You've received a call or text message indicating there's a problem with your cell phone, your taxes, your Medicare benefits, or your utilities. And the only way to get it cleared up is to either put funds on a gift card or send cash. All of these are scams designed to obtain your hard-earned funds. Contact the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 1-800-300-1986. Another red flag is the call or text comes in after work hours or on the weekend. Don't become a victim. Let Consumer Protection do some checking for you before you send any funds.
Welcome back to Riggs High Gym. Hearing from the South Dakota Attorney General's Office and their Division of Consumer Protection, they provide us with the law on the court tonight. Our game officials, licensed and registered by the South Dakota High School Activities Association to officiate high school basketball. Tonight's law on the court are DJ Rush, Jim Fugit, and Jeremy Michelson. Tonight's guys in stripes. The law on the court, Jeremy Michelson, Jim Fugit, DJ Rush, our game officials, sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office. Here at 4-3, Mitchell 6-2. Coming up, an old-fashioned 3AA and ESD rivalry renewed here at Riggs High Gym. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play. We're live video streaming at Live Ticket. You can watch this one on your DRG News app, which is downloadable for iPhones and Androids and sponsored by the Golden Buffalo Casino. And Jordan running the cameras there. You've got Heather Williams in studio. And again, I'm Brian Oakland. Pull up a chair and enjoy some high school basketball coming up tonight. We tip it off in 1 minute. Our ComTech opening tip is next. This is Peer Governor Basketball.
Gateway Ford, Lincoln, Toyota, and Peer makes it easy when looking for a new vehicle. They get all available vehicle information so you can spend less time researching and more time enjoying your purchase. Check out new and used specials for additional info at gatewayfordtoyota.com. Nobody, and I mean nobody, beats a Gateway deal. Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, 518 East Sioux Avenue Pier.
ComTech has your technology solution. Check out their showroom in Pier, located conveniently behind Walmart, and see what you have been missing. There's a large selection of TVs, sound systems, and smart speakers, PCs, desktops, and tablets, home and business security and telecommunication systems. ComTech is your all-in-one solution for any technology needs. They wish the Pier Governors best of luck at ComTech. Come see what you have been missing.
Welcome back to Riggs High Gym as the governors are being announced on the floor, and you're listening to Peer Governor Basketball on your official home of the governors, River 92.7, KGFX FM Peer, a member of DRG Media Group. Again, live streaming with Live Ticket at drgnews.com and the DRG News app. We're driven by the Office of Highway Safety, reminding us all, especially in winter driving, to slow the drive and arrive alive. South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. So here we go, the Peer Governors and the Mitchell Colonels. Mitchell in road black with the gold numbers in trim. As you watch this one in the full court view on our live video stream, you'll see Mitchell going from right to left. The Governors in home white with green numbers and black trim moving from left to right. It's not very often that Lincoln Keenholz gets out jumped, but Caden Hinker, who's got 5 inches above him, able to get the ComTech opening tip. Tip off brought to you by ComTech and Pier. Mitchell works it around right side. Gavin Degan wants a three-pointer, will not get it. And the Governors are down with the first rebound here and their first possession. Again, left to right with Keenholz to Hansen. Jacob Mayer in front of student body. Waiting for Keenholz. Penals now to the high post to Jackson Edmond. The Governors will try to keep the crisp passes going, something that Winter really kind of was able to figure out, I think, a couple of nights ago. Here's Christian Bush. No room to shoot from long range. The Governor's first possession is down under 10 seconds left. Now Matthew Hansen on the move against Aiden Myers, and Myers with a good defense, and Hansen runs out of room. That loses the basketball out of bounds, so the Governor's with a lot of seconds ticked away, but we're not able. Here's Jacob Jacob Mayer tying his shoe, and the Colonels will bring in the ball up the floor. Bush steps in front of a pass, gets it to Hansen, and last touch by Mitchell. Give Christian Bush the steal. And the Governors will get a takeaway here. First minute gone by, well, 59 seconds to be exact, and no score as of yet. Governors, I think, already might be seeing another low-scoring game here, unless the scoring will pick up as Edmond penetrates, kicks out Mayer to Bush, wants three. That won't go, and it'll ricochet to the far corner where Dagan will run it down. Devin Dagan up ahead. Gives to Dylan Solik on the left wing. Back to Dagan. Over pursuit by Mayer. Actually, that's Aiden Myers as he gives to Caden Hinker, and Hinker will put the first one up and in. This one from long range, and Mitchell strikes first with a 3-0 lead. Edmond up top, leaves it with Keenholz. Will move to set a screen, but the Colonels double up Lincoln. He gets it away to Bush. Now Mayer down to Lincoln Keenholz off the baseline, off the right block. He'll back off, and then he'll pop, and an 18-footer, a little too strong. That's no good. Caught by Steele Morgan underneath. Keenholz struggling with the shot. The last couple of games, Hinker wants a quick fire three. That won't go, and a good run down there for Matthew Hansen to get the rebound. Mitchell, one out of three on the floor. All shot attempts from long range so far. Here's Keenholz at the free throw line. Left side, back out to Hansen. He'll pop a three and hit. Matthew Hansen, at least from college range on that. He stepped well behind the arc, and we're tied at 3-3 early on. Hinker with a three, Hansen with a three, both seniors. Hansen, of course, the only senior on the Governor's squad. This on the right side, Solik down to the corner. Steele Morgan wants to get it into Hinker, and he'll get it around Edmond. Hinker drawing some extra attention, bounces it out to Dagan. Fakes the three, gives it up top to Dylan Solik, and Solik will hit the three there. Good patient play there for Gavin Dagan. Faked a couple of shots and then passes it away, gets the assist as Solik gives the Colonels a three-point lead again, 6-3. Under 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Keenholz tries one from the free throw line and beyond. That one off the mark and underneath, pulled down by the Colonels. Aiden Myers out of there with it. Here comes Hinker. Jacob Mayer drawing the defensive assignment in the man-to-man defense here. He'll back off now, and right there is Edmonds. So playing the 2-3, Hinker on the move, and he'll get the roll. Tough shot up and in for Caden Hinker, who has five, and that's the difference. Mitchell leads 8-3. 4:20 to go, first quarter. Keenholz fakes, then drives. He'll get a foul on the floor. Tried a left-handed layup from the right side, but no good. Foul was on the floor anyway. We've got our first whistle here of the night, and Dylan Solik with his first personal foul. First substitution will bring Lincoln Keenholz out. Cade Kaiser, the 6'2 sophomore, in off the bench for the Governors. As Jacob Mayer will go to inbound off the right side of the key. Fresh shot clock here. Kaiser cutting down the left side. Had an open look, but trailing the play. Solik will block him out of bounds. Good defensive effort there. Here will inbound once again, as they'll try a different play. This is up to Bush on the top of the key. He'll get it into Edmond. Pump fake, shot up, got hammered, nothing called, and we'll miss the putback as well. Good effort there for Jackson Edmond, but Mitchell comes down with the rebound, and Hinker will try a floater. That's no good. Edmond will get this rebound as well. Back the other way. Edmond wants to go coast to coast, but Bush gets in the way. Jackson comes up short. Hinker down with a rebound. Mitchell back the other way again with an 8-3 advantage. Here's Myers underneath. And he'll get a bump from Christian Bush with the foul on the floor here. I believe it was Bush. No, it was not. It's Matthew Hansen who got him upside the head. First foul for the Governors tonight. Edmund and Mayer will check out. Lincoln Keenel's back on as Jet Sable joins him. Have to shake the hand of Jet's brother, one of the national champion North Dakota State Bison. Gray's in the house tonight. Offensive lineman for the FCS national champions. Here's a loose ball on the floor, and we'll have a tie-up, and the Governors will get the jump ball takeaway. Charlie McCardle, a 6'1 junior, unable to handle a pass. As Pierre will get the basketball. Trailing 8-3 with 3:38 to play, first quarter. And welcome to our coverage of Governor basketball, your official voice of the Governors, the stations of DRG Media Group. Hansen pulls up and he'll hit one from the right elbow. Matthew Hansen breaks a 5-0 skid from the Colonels as he's got all five for the Governors himself. 8-5 our score. Deep three and good. Caden Hinker. Nothing fancy there, just a good setup. Now a tip and a takeaway. Hinker ready to go. Incoming. Caden Hinker flies here. Steal for Aiden Myers. Caden Hinker with the bucket and a timeout to the Pierre Governors. Just under 3 minutes to play in quarter number one. 13-5, Mitchell off and running here in ESD Conference Basketball. A 30-second timeout. Timeout's brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling and Pierre. And we're back. This is Governor Basketball.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pierre, your hometown neighborhood market.
Back at Riggside Gym, it is so far the Caden Hinker Show, the 6'8 senior, ready to go to Augustana University a year from now. With 10 of the 13 points scored by the visiting Colonels so far, including a slam to take us to that break. 2:59, we get back at it. The Governors trailing 13-5. Matthew Hansen with space. What's another three? He's got it, and there's a foul that'll be called underneath the basket on a blockout, and the Governors are going to get the basketball back, I believe. Nope, actually, it's a foul on the Govs. The shot will count, but it is on Lincoln Keenholz. Nope, I take that back. It's number three for the Colonels. Aiden Myers, and the Governors will get another possession here. Matthew Hansen with all 8 points now, and he'll inbound. Two threes for the 6'4 senior. He gets it into Keenholz, who splits defenders, gets it underneath to Edmund. Outside, Jacob Mayer for three, just off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound is down to Steele Morgan, and the Colonels ready to go right to left. 13-8 with the lead. Quick shot from the free throw line. This one is up and good for Charlie McCardle. Well, so much for Mitchell trying to keep this one a lower scoring game. They're firing quick. The three earlier for Hinkert. Here's a quick shot for Charlie McCardle. The Governor's on the ball movement, but mishandling the pass. He'll lose it out of bounds. Their third turnover of the night as they trail 15-8. 2:15 to go here in the first. Boys tonight in Pierre. The girls play tomorrow at the Corn Palace in Mitchell on River 92-7. McCardle got Edmund up in the air, steps underneath him, tries to put a runner up, and that's no good, but the rebound is off of the hand of Lincoln Keenholz, and it'll stay with the Colonels in a new shot clock here. The 2:02 mark of quarter number one. Aiden Myers looking to inbound, stays short with McCardle near the baseline, now back out top, skips it across, near side, Myers on the move, but nowhere to go. It's it back. This is Dylan Solick. Floaters up off the front of the rim. No good. Loose ball taken by Mayer. He wants to move, but he doesn't have the numbers and kicks it back out. Now Edmund moving his way in. Here's Jet Zabel. Baseline shot is up and good. 10-footer good for Zabel. Zabel's first bucket of the night. 15-10. Govs within five. Jacob Mayer with a foul called on the floor. Jacob trying to sell that the other way, but nothing doing here with DJ Rush making the call. Jacobs first to the second for the Governors. Both teams with two team fouls, four individuals with one foul each on the floor. Minute and a half to go in the first, 15-10. Mitchell has maintained control for most of it. They work it into McArdle, the assist from Dylan Solick. And McArdle puts a baby jumper in. Right in front of the hoop, 17-10. Edmund in close, Mayer out, top three ball, good. Jacob Mayer's first basket of the night. The Governors within four with 60 seconds to go. Pierce offense starting to pick up a little bit. Their third three ball of the first quarter. Solick outside, driving against Edmund. Oh, he got the double pump floater to go. Dylan Solick, tough shot. His first bucket, Colonels lead by six. Here's Edmund on the top of the key. Now Lincoln Keenholz looking for space. He'll fire at three, and that's off the right side. No good. Hinker tipped it right back near the rim. Rebound is down to Morgan as Keenholz starts his night 0 for 3. 19-13, shot clock and game clock pretty much even, even though the shot clock is on. We're down to 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. 19-13 Colonels, who will play for the last shot if given the opportunity. Aiden Myers against Jacob Mayer, and this will be an offensive foul. Mayer draws the defense. He's staying tight with Myers, and Myers with the forearm shiver to try to get some space. So Aiden Myers will pick up his second personal, and the Governors will have 9 seconds to go. Try to get one down. Jackson Childs on for the first time, 6'4 junior, as Myers out with his second personal foul. So 7 seconds to go. Keenholz crosses over, drives, and loses the basketball. He really didn't have an opportunity to shoot. And a one-arm throw from McArdle is off the backboard. No good, but our first quarter comes to an end. And on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, it's the Mitchell Colonels 19, the Pierre Governors 13. Gales Gas Service up here with the scoreboard. You're listening to Pierre Governor Basketball, your official voice to the Governors, River 92.7 and drgnews.com, where Governor Ball, sponsored in part by your Pierre Sports Marketing partners, including All Around Graphics, American Bank and Trust, and Anderson Rumpsa Dental, Capital City Campus, Kathy Sonnenschein Properties, Midco, Maher Law Office, Kruger Contracting, First Dakota National Bank, Delta Dental, and ComTech in Pierre, your Pierre Sports Marketing partners. As we pause for 30 seconds, quarter number two coming up next. This is Pierre Governor Basketball.
This Governor Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pierre. Michael Tweet was one of the most versatile athletes that ever wore a Pierre Governor uniform. On the football field, Tweet earned All-State honors 3 consecutive years. But the basketball court was Tweet's love. A two-time first-team All-State selection, he also was a finalist for the Mr. Basketball Award his senior year. And don't forget, he was a two-time state high jump champion as well. Michael Tweet, truly one of Pierre's finest. This Governor Sports Moment has been brought to you by Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pierre.
Well, a hot-shooting Mitchell team hits 8 of 13 in the first quarter, 3 of 5 from long range. The Governors went 3 of 6 from downtown themselves, but just a couple of two balls inside the arc. And Mitchell has a 6-point advantage right now, 19 to 13. Governors shooting just 5 of 14 in that first quarter. Colonels have the possession arrow to begin quarter number two. Welcome back to Riggs High Gym. Brian Oakland, glad to have you with us here on Thursday night basketball. Caden Hinker will work his way inside. Fades away from the middle of the paint. Puts his 11th and 12th shots, points, up and in. 21-13. Jackson Edmond takes his first shot of the night. This one from the free throw line. Up no good. At least from away from the basket. Edmond actually 0 for 4. Working hard underneath so far. Jackson Childs with the rebound. Here's a three from the wing. No good for Hinker, but kept alive by Charlie McArdle. Now as he gets it away, throws it over the top of Dylan Solick into the backcourt. That'll be a turnover. For a fourth turnover for both teams, for each team. This one for Mitchell, of course. And it'll be Pierre basketball all the way on their business end of the floor as Brecken Kruger, the 6'1 junior, is in for the first time to start the quarter. Feeds to Matthew Hansen, who had a great first quarter, but Hansen bobbles the ball and then will walk with it as well at a traveling violation off of that inbound. Governors just have had their moments so far here tonight, but both good and bad, unfortunately. Gavin Dagan, starting guard, back in for Jackson Childs. He'll inbound Dylan Solek against Kruger. Up ahead to Dagan as the Governors provide some pressure in the backcourt. Now a double dribble called on Dagan. DJ Rush explaining what he saw. Riker Kreitzfeldt didn't see the same thing. He's trying to plead Dagan's case, but it's a fifth turnover for the Colonels now. 7:05 to go in the second, 21-13, as Keenholz tries to get that first step around Solek. Solek defense. So Keenholz will step back and hit the two from the left wing. Lincoln on the board with his first two. It's that one just inside the three-point line. 21-15, back to a six-point Colonel advantage. At one tie, that was a 3-3. Otherwise, Mitchell is led throughout. So far, Solek to Dagan, front of the Governor bench, back to Solek on the top of the key. Inside McArdle, outside Dagan for three online, but he'll have to follow the shot. Stumbled, and that gave Brecken Kruger the advantage as he rebounds. Now it's up ahead. Keenholz floating, and the left-handed layup is good. There's Lincoln Keenholz, hopefully coming to life as far as Governor fans are concerned. It's 21-17. Lincoln's got the last four on the board. High post with it, McArdle finds Hinker. He'll drive, but Christian Bush will close that off. Now out to Solek, fakes the pass, keeps it in motion, and a one-handed pass that is kept alive by the taller Caden Hinker. He'll back off, left-handed baseline effort, no good. Rebound is tipped into the hands of Keenholz, and the Governor's ready to roll. Keenholz wants three, but off the mark. That's no good. Hinker will rebound from there. So up ahead again, Solek inside McArdle. Good job by Christian Bush to interrupt that shot. Edmund rebounds, and the Governor's back left to right. Hansen wants three, too short. Edmund rebounds for the Governor's. He'll drive up, score it, and a foul. Jackson Edmund with a second chance basket. Gets the leaner to go, his first field goal, and a chance at a three-point play as he gets the hoop in the arm here. Charlie McArdle's first personal foul. Edmund will stand at the free throw line. Hansen and Bush will check out. Jet Zabel back in. Cade Kaiser, fellow sophomore, in as well. 21-19 suddenly. The Governor is scoring six in a row, and a chance for number seven on this run is Edmund, the lefty, will put the shot up. Nope, off the back of the rim, no good. Hinker will save the rebound into the hands of Gavin Dagan. Edmund been struggling at the line here these last few ball games. Governor's trail by two. Here's Hinker inside, and Edmund will try to deny the entry pass, but Jackson will be called for his first personal. Team foul number three for the Govs. Mitchell has four so far, 5:14 to go in the first half. Inbound to the Colonels from Dagan off the left side of the key. Looks Hinker's way, but he's not available, so he'll lob it out to Charlie McArdle. Back to Hinker on the left wing. Edmund defending. Forces him to the baseline. Hinker somehow gets a shot up, but it's no good. And now with his own rebound, fouled on the putback. And this may have been Edmund trying to catch up once again. Jackson picks up his second quick one. Now Caden Hinker to the free throw line. Hinker, scoring career. A lot of people have been talking about his potential. He'd have to score an awful lot. Coach Kreitzfeldt tells me maybe 35 a game the rest of the season if he wants to pass the great Mike Miller in Mitchell's all-time scoring leader list. Hinker gets the first of two, gets the second one as well. He's off to a good start tonight, no doubt about that. He's got 14 points. And it's a 23-19 ball game. Or if you're Heather Williams, it's 23-19. Nice pass inside. Keenholz to Zabel, but his shot is blocked, and a good defensive play here for Steele Morgan. We'll have a tie-up, and Pierre has the arrow. So they'll inbound once again, and the shot clock will not reset. It stays at 21. Kruger to inbound. Underneath, finds Keenholz. Stop and pop, high, arcing baseline jumper, no good, but Jet Zabel with the rebound. Keen holds with another one of those that we saw the other night. There's Heisler inside. It's Benjamin Heisler. Up and good. He snuck onto the game. Keenholz's shot was like what we were seeing in Winter the other night. A lot of halfway down and out. Inker lost the dribble. It almost ended up on the mid-court line, but Mitchell still with the possession. Inker with it, drawing triple coverage. He'll find the open man. Shot up no good from bunny range for Steele Morgan, but he is fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line. Foul here to Zabel. That'll be his first. Mitchell leading by two, currently 23-21. The Governors trailed by quite a bit in that first half, but keeping pace with the 6-2 Colonels. Morgan off the front of the rim gets it to crawl across. His first point of the night. Jackson Childs checking in for the Colonels. Here comes Christian Bush for the Governors, and there goes Jet Zabel. Again, Ben Heisler in there with that last basket in place of Jackson Edmond, who's out with two fouls here in the first half. 4:10 to go. Another free throw coming from Steele Morgan. And that one good. 2 for 2 for Morgan. He has his Colonels back up by 4, 25-21. Cade Kaiser, left to right across the timeline, will give to Keenholz. Lincoln hesitates, floats up, shot off the back of the rim, no good. Hinker with the rebound, fouled from behind by Christian Bush. Keenholz hits those floaters. That's a pretty good, almost undefendable shot, but he couldn't get that one to go. It bounced on the rim a few times. Now our good friend Jeremy Michelson asking for a towel to wipe some perspiration off the basketball. He'll give it to Hinker, who will throw it in. And play catch in the backcourt with Dylan Solick. They'll get it across. Now McCardle across the other way. Hinker, oh, his feet go right out from underneath him. That'll be a traveling violation. And they'll check that spot, see if they have to wipe some more perspiration up. Don't remember anybody hitting the floor there, but that was almost dangerous there for Caden Hinker. 3:45 to go, first half. Second quarter, it's 25-21. As the Governors will bring it up undefended. Across the timeline. Good basketball game here. Good to be back in ESD competition. Here's Keenholz from the top of the key, no good. For three-point range, but Christian Bush will catch the offensive rebound. He'll turn around and put a 10-footer back up and in. Back to a two-point. Mitchell lead. Here's a foul on the floor going up the way, up the near side. Matthew Hansen will pick up his second. So Hansen and Edmond both with two first-half fouls. Jacob Mayer is in for Cade Kaiser. This foul puts Mitchell in the bonus. Team foul number 7 for the Governors, so a 1-1 opportunity here for Dylan Solick. Solick, the 6'3 junior. Front end is off the back rim, no good. Loose rebound. Keenholz comes up with the ball. And up ahead, Lincoln still with it. Off the glass, it will not go. But it's tipped out to Jacob Mayer, and the Governors will keep the possession alive. Back to Keenholz with it. Bounces it low. Bush, shot up. Another 10-footer. This one off the back of the rim, no good. Charlie McCardle with the rebound. And the Colonels have it with 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Inside, Hinker, pump fake, and he let Hansen fly right by, and Caden Hinker has 16 points now. Assist to Solick from the right corner, 27-23. Bush across the way, Heisler off the left block, back to Bush. Now they're up top with it. Here's Jacob Mayer to Matthew Hansen. Hansen's got two threes already, won't get this one. Keenholz ran down the rebound, oh, and Mitchell tipped it away. But Jeremy Michelson says that one goes to the Colonels. Keenholz not arguing, so Mitchell ball, 27-23. You see the Governors, they're a better three-point shooting team when they can either go off the dribble or off the pass. There's a long pass from Solek underneath. Back door to Steele Morgan, and an easy basket for the Colonels, who now have a six-point advantage again. That was the margin at the end of the first quarter. Both teams have scored 10 so far here in the second as we hit the two-minute mark. Bush, top of the key. Three-pointer, no good. Heisler will knock it away from Hinker. And out of bounds, and the Governors have missed on their last three or four. They'll have to continue defending and get some defensive stops on the other end. Zabel back in for Ben Heisler, and it's Colonel basketball. Kruger, a little bit of token pressure in the backcourt. Lob back to Hinker, and Jacob Mayer will commit a foul here. Not much contact, but enough. Jacob picks up his second personal. And a 1-1 here to Caden Hinker as Gavin Dagan checks in for Jackson Childs for the Colonels. And Kate Kaiser is in for Mayer, who will be out with his second personal. Hinker with a 1-1 upcoming, 16 points so far. And it is good on the front end. He'll get one more. Remember last year in the Corn Palace, Governors went down there and pulled an upset. And they kept Caden Hinker under wraps, I think less than 20 points or so. But as I was walking out of the gym, there was Hinker back out there taking more shots by himself. Gets put a lot of time in, and it shows. He got the second free throw. Here's Keenholz underneath. Tried to wrap the pass around, but there was nobody there except for Charlie McArdle. An easy steal. Mitchell up the way. Governors trailing will knock it away out of bounds underneath, but the Colonels have the possession again. Leading by 8 at 31-23. 1:33 to go, second quarter. Quick shot off of the inbound and a quick fire three to steal Morgan. Morgan having a good second quarter. He's got 7. 34-23 now. Colonels with 7 unanswered. Keenholz with it. Spins, leans. Oh, pretty. Very pretty move for Lincoln Keenholz with the scoop layup. Might even have been a 9-0 run for the Colonels. Here's Hinker for 3, and that's another one for the Colonels. Caden Hinker running it up here a little bit. For the Colonels, did they just give him 2? Nope, they gave him 3. Here's Kaiser, 17 foot left to, from the left corner. And a foul going to go here to apparently Brecken Kruger. Governor's starting to go a little bit cold here in the on the floor here in the second quarter. As Brecken Kruger picks up the foul, that'll send Steele Morgan to the free throw line. Kruger's first with the Governor's 9th. Mitchell stuck on 4 fouls here. Final 1-1 of the first half. Morgan hits the front end. And he'll get another. I believe Steele, if I'm not mistaken, the son of assistant coach Wes Morgan, who we're not seeing in attendance tonight. Hopefully the coach feeling well. We'll just assume that this time of the year and this day and age that if you're not here, you're under the weather. 2-for-2 for Morgan. Colonels rolling it up now to a 14-point advantage, 39-25 as Keenholz drives. And Mitchell knocks it off, apparently, of the leg of Lincoln Keenholz. The only one who saw it was DJ Rush. Turnover for the Governors. And it'll be Colonel basketball. Hinker across the timeline with a pass to McArdle. Now with it, Solek with 22 seconds to go. And the Colonels can play for the last shot. Shot clock is off. Riker Kreitzfeld wants a timeout to set something up, though. So with 15 seconds to go here in the second quarter, Mitchell up by 14 now, 39-25. A Coca-Cola break in the action. We're back in 30 seconds to close out this first half. This is Governor Basketball.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
39-25, Mitchell with a 20-12 advantage here so far in the second quarter in a game that the Governors were keeping tight for quite a while. Doves have gone cold. Mitchell's offense running, trying to set up a play to close out this first half as we welcome you back to Riggs High Gym. Top of the key with it. Hinker wants to move, trying to dump it underneath McArdle. Shot blocked by Christian Bush. 1 second left. And a shot blocked from behind, but a foul called on the Governors. Kept alive by Charlie McArdle. This goes to Christian Bush with 1/2 of a second to play in the second quarter. So in the act of shooting, McArdle's going to get 2. Team foul number 10 anyway. McArdle is 6'1 junior, contributing here off the bench with 4 points, but the first of two no good off the back of the rim. Make or miss, the Governors won't have much time to get a final shot down here with just 0.5 on the clock. Second one up is no good, and Bush will rebound, but that'll do it for our first half of play. On the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, it's Mitchell 39, Pier 25, 14-point advantage, and the scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pier. We reach intermission. Halftime is brought to you by Leiden & Associates, Ameriprise Financial in the Northridge Plaza in Pier. Let's hear from them, and we'll be back after this two-minute timeout to recap our first half of play. This is Pier Governor Basketball on your official home for Governor Sports, River 92.7, drgnews.com.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. I'm Karen Authier, a financial advisor with Leiden & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. I remain true to the vision of always putting clients first. I'm ready to help you get where you want to be. Office is located in Northridge Plaza, Pier, South Dakota. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pier, since 1881.
10 cents off per gallon. That's right. Get 10 cents off per gallon at the corner station in Pier. Every time you pay with cash or check, you receive 10 cents off the posted price of gas for your vehicle. Save more by going inside the corner station and shopping specials on beverages and snacks. And when you purchase 8 gallons of gas, you earn discounts at car washes, helping you save the corner station just above the train bridge in Pier.
It's a new year and a new you. Whether you're looking to finance a new vehicle or refinance your current one, Oahe Federal Credit Union has the best rates in town. With rates starting at 2.25% APR, there's no reason not to check us out. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier and see what the ladies at Oahe Federal Credit Union can do for you.
People helping people.
Hi, Jim. Here at the half, halftime from Leiden & Associates, Ameriprise Financial in Pier. I'm Brian Oakland, and again, a good ball game, a tight ball game at 23-21 at one point. The Governors within two after trailing by 6 at the end of the first quarter, 19-13, but Mitchell outscores them 20-12 in that second stanza. And again, when it was 23-21, from there, it was a 16-4 run that Mitchell closed out that first half with. We welcome you once again to the half. Shots aren't falling for the Governors. Another cold spell to close out that first half. They went 5 of 14 in the first quarter, but 6 of 18 in the second, 11 out of 32 in the ball game, just a little better than one-third of their shots falling. 3 of 11 from long range, all three threes were in the first period. They went 0 for 5 from outside in the second. Matthew Hansen scored the first 8 points of the game for the Governors, and that's where he sits right now, still team leading. The Lincoln Keynotes with 6 points. Jacob Mayer hit a three-pointer, and then 2 points apiece for Jet Zabel and Benjamin Heisler off the bench, and for Jackson Edmond and Christian Bush in the starting lineup for the Governors, 25 on the board. Mitchell, meanwhile, shooting very well, 8 of 13 in the first, 5 of 10 in the second, 13 out of 23 overall, and they've hit better than 50% from long range. They're 5 out of 9, and they had 11 free throw attempts late in that second quarter and hit on 8 of them. Now, Caden Hinker leading the way with the 6'8 standout junior, senior. Rather, he has 21 points to lead all scorers. Steele Morgan has 9, all in the second quarter. Dylan Solek with 5, including a three-pointer. And Charlie McArdle off the bench with 4. 39-25 the score as the Colonels lead the Governors here. Both teams pulling down 14 rebounds. They do have the Governors here with a 5-2 advantage in the offensive rebounding category. Jackson Edmond leading Peer with 4. Caden Hinker with 5 rebounds. Peer has turned it over 7 times compared to 6 for the Colonels. Colonels with great ball movement, dishing out 9 assists compared to just 4 for the Governors. And unofficially, 3 assists apiece for Dylan Solek and for Aiden Myers in that first half. A couple of those also to Gavin Degan. Is there a moving the basketball very well, working their way into some high percentage shots, but also good shooting from the outside. The Colonels lead 39-25. Total fouls in that first half had the Governors hitting 10, and the Colonels just 4. 14-point deficit facing the Governors. See if they can turn things around when we get going in the second half. But let's take another 2-minute break. Our Leiden and Associates halftime break continues as we're back with more Peer Governor basketball.
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
At TMA, top-notch service begins the moment you call for an appointment. John at TMA believes in customer service and quality work. When you need tires repaired or replaced, TMA is the place to go. Just remember, if it's round, rubber, and rolls, it's at TMA. You can count on TMA for all of your automotive needs, from tires to mufflers to all automotive repairs. Call TMA at 224-6167, and your service begins with...
Top of the morning, TMA. This John, may help you.
Taking care, touching lives. Aventura Peer has an opportunity for one full-time LPN or RN. Be a part of a family-oriented team environment with an aggressive pay plan and excellent benefits package available. Aventura Peer is a new company under new ownership in Peer. Apply today at Aventura Peer, 950 East Park Street, or call 224-8628 for more information. Apply online at legacyhc.com or Indeed. Aventura Peer is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Jackie Sire from Kathy Sunshine Properties. I understand that buying and selling property is a big deal. Interest rates are low, and this is a great time to buy. Feel free to contact me or our office for any of your real estate needs. Our team has years of experience. We will be honest, sincere, and we will act with integrity. You can contact me at 280-5505. Jackie Sire of Kathy Sunshine Properties.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza. Gators is proud to be part of the Pier Fort Pier DoorDash delivery family. That's right, now you have a fourth way to get and enjoy your favorite flavors of Gators. Gators has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, and now delivery right to your front door with DoorDash. Simply download the DoorDash app on your mobile device and order Gators. Gators DoorDash menu pricing has not been increased compared to your in-store purchases. Gators, pizza, pasta, subs in the North Ridge Plaza.
Gotta go to Gators Pizza, pasta, subs.
Welcome back to Ringside Gym, and welcome back to our Leiden and Associates Ameriprise Financial halftime break. Ryan Oakland with you. It is 39-25. Mitchell leading the Governors. Mitchell fifth ranked this in this week's poll, and showing their worth here tonight. Other scores in the ESD: it's Aberdeen Central leading Brookings in Brookings, 33-26 at halftime. Watertown has a 20-14 lead over Yankton as well. Bit of a surprise in that one. Watertown just 1-5 on the season. Yankton, meanwhile, 5-2. One of their two losses to the team we're seeing here tonight. in the Mitchell Colonels. One girl scored a pass along, actually two of them now. Yankton leading at Watertown 28-25 at halftime. And Sioux Falls Washington has a 31-19 lead over Sioux Falls Jefferson. Other basketball on DRG Media Group stations tonight. It is the 54th annual Jones County Invitational Tournament going on in Myrtle. As this afternoon, Phillip got a win over Kadoka. Tonight, it is Lyman taking on Colombe on 94.5 KPLO. That'll be followed by Stanley County against the host team, Jones County. About an 8 o'clock tip on that. So when we're done with this one, you can tune over to 94.5 and catch some more good boys basketball action. Just three games today. Bennett County couldn't make the trip. White River will play, I believe, Phillip tomorrow in the winner's bracket. And then the bottom bracket will play their consolation and semifinal games tomorrow as well. All those games today, tomorrow, and Saturday on KPLO-FM. With the boys here in Pierre tonight, the girls' matchup goes at the Corn Palace tomorrow here on River 92.7. Join David Burrow with the call. 6:30 pregame as the Governor girls try to bounce back off of a tough loss against Lakota Tech on Tuesday night. They're 2-5, but they'll take on a 1-5 Mitchell Colonel squad at the Corn Palace tomorrow. Good opportunity maybe for the Governors to go on the road and get a victory. Hopefully the weather will cooperate as well. While there is basketball tomorrow on River 92.7, we are slated to bring you double header action of Pierre Governor Wrestling as the Governors back in the ESD looking to host Huron at 5 o'clock, and then a big duel in the conference against the Watertown Arrows, which will be scheduled for 7 o'clock. And Watertown and Pierre, maybe even Huron, will go to the Mitchell Invitational, the Jerry Opbrook invite at the Mitchell High School gym coming up this Saturday as well. So high school wrestling on KGFX tomorrow, Huron at 5 o'clock and Watertown at 7. Both boys and girls, at least in that Huron duel coming up tomorrow. Hope you can join Ryan Noyes and me for that one. So here we go, second half, and we're underway. Mitchell with a 14-point lead, and the basketball, it's 39-25, second half throw-in, like our opening tip, sponsored by Comtech in Pierce. Dylan Solek tries to challenge against Lincoln Keenholz, loses that battle. Rebound is down to Christian Bush. Starters on the floor to start the second half for both teams. There's Matthew Hansen inside. Christian Bush loses it, but off of the hands of Aiden Myers and out of bounds. Governors will throw in Christian Bush, Jackson Edmond, Lincoln Keenholz, Matthew Hansen, Jacob Mayer on the floor for the Governors in home white as they'll move now from right to left. As you follow the action, you can watch it at drgnews.com, the River 92.7 page. Lincoln Keenholz, screen and roll not available. He'll pop an 18-footer, no good. Long rebound, he'll run it down himself, keep it alive, feed back into the lane. Matthew Hansen, shot up and good, plus a foul. Keenholz was about ready to go play some defense. Maybe thought he had that perimeter jumper down, but it bounded off the back of the rim back to where he came from. He won the race to the offensive board. Hits the assist. Hansen with the basket. Hansen with a three-point play. Didn't see who made the foul. But Pierre with a good start to the second half, 39-28. Within 11 now. Aiden Myers on the move, and as he challenges Christian Bush, loses that battle. The Governors with a takeaway. Edmund in the lane, leaning, no good. Bush tried to tip, can't get that one to go. Now the Governors need to catch back up, and they will. Myers left to right across the timeline, setting it up to Dylan Solek. Out there with Gavin Dagan, Caden Hinker, and his 21 points. Also Steele Morgan with 9 on the floor. Most of the offense for Mitchell right there. And those two guys, there's a three from the wing, no good for Solek. He hit one earlier. Hansen down with the rebound. The Governor's up ahead, and Keenholz able to sky and lay one up and in. Caden Hinker with a long arm, couldn't get to that one. 39-30 in the first five of the third quarter belonged to the Governors with 6:20 to go. Morgan out on the top of the key. Here's Hinker looking for three. That went a little bit too strong, but a backside rebound put back up and in for Steele Morgan, as he will score his third field goal of the night. Hinker 3 for 6, and he's alternated makes and misses. Here's Hansen, thought about three. He'll get it back to Mayer underneath Edmond, and the pass knocked away off of the hand of Steele Morgan. Here will inbound underneath. Charlie McCardle will check in. He played some good minutes in the first half. Aiden Myers, the 6'1 junior, out. Both 6'1. McCardle, just a little bit bigger body to play underneath. Jacob Mayer inbounding, looking. And we're going to have a foul called away from the basketball offensively against the Governors. Christian Bush moving screen. His third personal foul, so the Governors lose that possession. And Bush will have to check out for a little while as Jet Zabel in. First player in a little bit of foul trouble for either team. 41-30, Mitchell by 11 with the basketball. Mayer defending Solik. They'll get it into McCardle, but he wanted to lob it on the back door to Hinker, but he overshoots. Too tall for the 6'8 senior. And out of bounds. The idea of how high that pass went. Maybe McCardle thought Hinker could alley-oop that one down. 5:35 to play. Third quarter. It's Jackson Edmond. To Jet Zabel across the lane. Zabel works his way inside and thought Matthew Hansen was going to zig. Instead, he zagged, and the pass goes out of bounds. Another giveaway by the Governors. Their ninth turnover of the game. Second here in the second half, still 41-30, 5.5, and counting down third quarter. Up top with it, nice pass cutting. It is Morgan to Solik, and Dylan Solik will put it up and in with a left hand. Lead back to 13 for Mitchell. Keenels hesitates, tries to get it across to Edmond, but just too much traffic. Loose ball, though, come down with it. It is Edmond. Up high is Hansen. Jackson fed him, and Hansen able to hang up in the air for a little bit, drawing the contact. And Solik guilty of the foul, his second personal, team foul number two for the Colonels. Hansen to shoot a pair from the stripe, and the first one good. Matty in double figures for the second time this season, scored 13 at Rapid City Stevens in game number one. Now, and this one has a dozen. With one more pending, and the shooter's roll is good. And Brianna Kusler will take a timeout. A little bit of life for the Governors, but they need some more defense with 5:03 to play here. In quarter number three, it's 43-32, a 30-second break. Timeout's brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling in Pierre. This is Governor Basketball.
Hi, this is Jody from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now is the time to take advantage of our refinance program with rates as low as 2.49%, plus no payments for 90 days. Give me a call at 224-4844 or stop up and meet the new friendly faces at our new location on North Garfield Avenue next to the Northridge Plaza. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we're big on you.
.43-32, Mitchell by 11. They've been leading by double figures since, well, about the last 3 minutes at least of the second half. Second quarter, rather. They broke open a pretty tight game with a 16-4 run at the end of the first half. Led 39-25 right now, 43-32. The Governors outscoring Mitchell a little bit. Here's pretty good defense. Oh, my goodness, a foul going to be called on Jacob Mayer. He was providing all the defense and man pressure that Dylan Solik could handle, but Mayer, who just about got the ball away, is going to be called for his third personal. Now Jacob checking out. Cade Kaiser is in to take his place as we're just under 5 minutes to go, third quarter. A lot of ball game to go, but again, the Governors in need of a little more defense as this game will progress. Solik up top, his lob pass taken away by Keenholz. Up ahead, Lincoln will lean in and score. Keenholz in double figures now with 10. First time in three games he's been able to... I take that back. He did have 11 or 13 against Winter the other night, but Caden Hinker the other way. Able to lay one up and in with a left hand. Back to an 11-point lead for the Colonels, 45-34. Hansen takes it back up top, right side. Kaiser quickly into Edmond, backing in against Hinker. tries the hook, and the left-hander is up and good. Jackson Edmond with a lot of versatility, a lot of ways to score inside. It's the sky hook to go over Caden Hinker. Off the front of the rim, the Governors are within nine. Again, 45-36. Halfway home in the third. Hinker drew the coverage. He kicked it out, but now a three for Gavin Dagan. No good. Edmond has the rebound. That one missed from the left corner. Left baseline now for Pierre. It's Kaiser back out top. Hansen, he's got space. A 15-footer rims in and out. No good. Solik down with the rebound. He gives it to Hinker. He'll walk it across the timeline, and an official timeout going to be taken here as Jim Fugit's got something on the floor. Actually, I think it's perhaps a nose plug or something like that, and that one picked up off of the backcourt. Brianna Kuzler will toss it away and file 13. 3:26 to play here in the third. Colonels will inbound at half court. Mitchell in black and gold. Hinker setting it up. Well, nothing to set up. He'll pop a three, but that one off the mark, no good. Off the back of the rim. Rebound is down to Hansen. He challenges Hinker, but Hinker will get the block. Caden Hinker takes that one away. Has it now. Jackson Childs was in there. Here's Steele Morgan for three, no good. Hansen got in front of him to get the rebound, and Morgan will foul. Morgan hit a three in the first half. Had a very good second quarter. He was, if it wasn't Hinker, Morgan with a lot of good things happening in that productive second period for the Colonels. He scored 9 points in that quarter, has 11 himself now. That's Steele Morgan. Hansen decides to fire. Three up, no good. He hit his first two, but has missed his last three now. Solik up ahead. Hinker tries to float one up. No good. Keenholz rebounds. Now Lincoln, one on two. He'll get the left-handed scoop up, but it will not go. Zabel underneath with an offensive rebound on the floor, and Brianna Kusler will get a timeout in there. So the Governors will have a possession when we come back, trailing by 9, 2:37 to play. This will be a 60-second timeout, and we're back after this from Coca-Cola Bottling. At least the break in the action is, and this is Governor Basketball.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
If you're looking for a good time, look no further than the Lariat Lanes in Pierre. Get a game going, whether it's bowling, pool, or darts, even pinball and air hockey. Hungry? Try the wings or one of the many great food items from the snack bar. There's always a game on in the Cactus Lounge, and there's no better place to have your kid's birthday party with bumper bowling available. Try Thunder Alley on Friday nights or Pot of Gold on Saturdays. And it's never too late to get into league bowling either. For a good time, stop on out. The Lariat Lanes on the truck bypass in Pierre.
Back at Riggs High as the Governors trying to keep pace here with the Colonels. Mitchell, fourth ranked, fifth ranked, whatever it was, here in the latest polls put out a couple of days ago. Looking good as the Governors, again, just doing whatever they can. A hard, strong baseline drive. Matthew Hansen will put it up and good. Hansen playing a good ball game tonight. 45-38, actually team leading with 15 points. Caden Hinker picking his spots, penetrates, has to leave it back out with Solik. Solik now will get it to Hinker in the corner, looking for three, and he hits it. Caden Hinker ended up on the floor after that one, but no harm, no foul. He has 26. Going to Augustana next year. Keenholz floats one up. That's in and out, no good. Tips the rebound. Edmond has it. Pump fake, shot up too strong off the glass, and Hinker down with it, and we'll have a foul called on the Governors. Boy, couple of good looks for Pierre, but they're just not going once again. And Jackson Edmond going to pick up his third. So Edmond, along with Christian Bush and Jacob Mayer, with three fouls each. In a little bit of foul trouble, Edmond out. Bush is back in now, as Mitchell leads 48-38. Dinker will bring it up across the timeline. Jet Zabel will defend. And Zabel picks his pocket, takes it away. Hinker with a good stop and pop. Hinker flies by Jet Zabel with the play of the night for the Governors. Jet Zabel just stopped in his tracks, got a big pump fake up. Hinker aggressive on that, but Jet Zabel won that battle. Not many people do against Caden Hinker. Here's a good play underneath. Patient move for Charlie McCardle, who will score a bunny on the right side. And Riker Kreitzfeldt will take a timeout as Mitchell leads by 10 again, 50-40, with 1:12 to play third quarter. 30-second break, sponsored by Coca-Cola Bottling and Pier. This is Governor Basketball.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pier, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pier.
To 40. Still anybody's game, but the Governors again looking for more defense. Mitchell setting things up defensively in that timeout. Maybe a little more of what they want to do on the offensive end as well, but the Governors with the basketball as we welcome you back to Riggs High Gym. Lincoln Keenholz with the possession right now. He'll float it underneath. Cade Kaiser back to Keenholz. Keenholz inside. Bush, turnaround shot, no good. And that one just off the mark. I think that one of those in-betweeners. Do you try to swish it or do you try to kiss it off the glass? That one was in between. Here's Kaiser with a forearm push on Dylan Solick from behind. Foul on the floor. And Kate Kaiser with his first. Team foul number four for Pierre. Fresh shot clock with 45 seconds left here in our third quarter. Dagan inbound it, got it back, and he has it taken right away by Matthew Hansen. Hansen with a clean block. He'll get it inside. There's Bush up and in with a turnaround this time. Nothing but net. Christian Bush with four. And another Kaiser foul. He got hooked up, tangled up. Crowd disagreeing with the call, but kind of saw a little bit of a hook in the arm from Cade Kaiser against Dylan Solick. Kaiser with his second personal. Here back in single digits again, 50-42. 27 seconds left here. And Chet Zabel is defending, and the officials will break this up. Caden Hinker getting hounded. Zabel just giving them a little something to think about. Solick takes the inbound. The Governors are flying after now. Loose ball. Oh, and it stays with Mitchell. Cade Kaiser, or is this? Yeah, it's Kaiser. Slow in picking himself up. I think he hit his face on the floor here. And he's going to have to check out. Saw him go over to the garbage can. Looks like he was trying to spit something out. He'd be tasting a little blood in there. It'll still be Mitchell basketball, but Pierre is really trying to get in the minds of the Mitchell Colonels right now on the defensive side of the basketball, the defensive side of the floor. 22 seconds to play as we still continue to wipe up the perspiration from the diving Cade Kaiser. Kaiser checked out. Jacob Mayer is back in. And the continued delay will give Benjamin Heisler a chance to check in. Christian Bush out. Bush with three fouls. And Brecken Kruger will check in for Mayer. Mayer came in for Kaiser. but didn't get to play any seconds here. He's checked out for because he has three fouls as well. Don't want to get another cheap one before the end of the third quarter. 18 seconds left. Colonels break the pressure. Zabel will defend on Hinker. Hinker gets the screen, backs away, and now a push here on Zabel fighting through the screen, and a foul will be called. Second on Jet. Six for the Governors. This will be the final throw-in. Here's going to have Mitchell in the bonus from here on in. But 8.5 seconds to go. Now quarter number three. Crowd getting a little antsier here. Now we need another towel. We'll wipe something up on the floor. And that was right where Charlie McCardle set that screen and got put to the floor from Jet Zabel. By the way, we're driven by the Office of Highway Safety, the state of South Dakota, reminding us to be safe and drive smart. Oh, there's a travel. Hinker goes up and jams, but a whistle. He took the pass and he walked with it. Turnover number 10. Hinker surprised by the call, but in hindsight, it really was an easy call. So Pierre will get it for the last 5.3 seconds. You're listening to Pierre Governor Basketball on your official home of the Governors, River 92.7. KGFX-FM Pierre, a member of DRG Media Group. Screen, three, Keenholz, front of the rim, no good. Hanson will give him an offensive rebound, but an 8-point lead to the Mitchell Colonels as we'll go to the fourth quarter on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. Colonels 50, Governors 42, scoreboard from Gales Gas Service in Pierre. And Governor Basketball sponsored in part by your peer sports marketing partners, including Wagner Auto, Stolken Peterson, Lingle, Waltz I. Jones, LLP, the South Dakota National Guard, Red Rosa, Pitts Design and Build, the Peer Dental Clinic, Peer Area Chamber of Commerce, Olinger Law Firm, Iceberg Funeral Home, and Guadalajara Mexican Restaurant, your peer sports marketing partners. We pause for 30 seconds. Quarter number four is next. The Governor's trailing by 8. Your home for Peer Governor Basketball.
At Capital City Campus, we believe getting an education close to home should be available for everyone. Registration is currently open for our spring semester SDSU courses taught right here at the Capital City Campus in Pierre. We are proud to partner with Lake Area Technical College for their LPM program and Dakota Wesleyan University for their new Learn and Earn program. Visit capitalcitycampus.org for more information. We are a proud supporter of Pierre Governor Athletics. Go Govs!
Welcome back to Riggs, 50-42. The Mitchell Colonels with an 8-point advantage. Governors trying to step it up defensively at the end of that third quarter. See if they can get a good start on offense here to start the fourth. They have the possession arrow as Matthew Hansen finds a spot at the free throw line. Shot up, no good. And a jump ball here as Jackson Edmond battles, but Dylan Solick, or rather Aiden Myers, will tie him up. It'll be Mitchell basketball as Pierre just started the quarter with a possession. Governors outscore the Colonels 17-11 in that third quarter of play, taking a 14-point halftime deficit. Here's a double dribble. Myers says that Pierre knocked it out of his hands, but is ruled a turnover. That'll be the fifth of the second half for the Colonels, 11th on the game. And Riker Kreitzfeldt pleading his point guard's case as well. Pierre did have a hand on it, but whether they knocked it away or not, I guess we'll never know. Here is Keenholz. A little bit of an ankle breaker, but he dumps it back underneath. Zabel with a baseline jumper. It's good. Jet Zabel becoming a bit of an offensive weapon. He has 6 points. The assist to Keenholz, his third of the night, 50-44. This is the closest the Governors have been, and a blocking foul here. Hinker wanted to get around Zabel. Looked like Jet was standing his ground. Thought Hinker might have just lost his footing, but Zabel just helps Caden Hinker up off the floor, and that after picking up his third personal foul. This will be the seventh for the Govs in the second half, though. So now Mitchell in the bonus, as Caden Hinker will go to the free throw line. He's 4-for-4 from there tonight. He's got 26 points in the first three quarters. Now 7-12 to go here, quarter number four. Pinker with a 1-1. First one is good. He'll get another. Well, again, Coach Kreitzfeld said this young man is last 12 ball games or so in the season would have to average about 35 points to become Mitchell's all-time leading scorer ahead of Mike Miller, but right now he's got 27. He misses the second one here. First miss and six tries from the stripe. Jackson Edmond with the rebound. Charlie McArdle undercuts him for a foul, and that'll be Mitchell's fourth as a team. So they've got a couple to give before Pierre will be in the bonus. Here's Jacob Mayer from the left side. Leaves it with Matthew Hansen. First minute's gone by here in the fourth quarter. Hansen gets a screen. Underneath, Edmond. Oh, offensive foul. It's up, and shot fell, but Edmond called for the offensive. Charlie McArdle standing his ground. Edmond leaning in a little too much. Going to pick up his fourth personal. Tough break for the Governors, who trail by seven here, 51-44. And boy, I tell you what, every time somebody ends up on the floor, there's some perspiration's got to be wiped up. And that's what we're in the middle of again. Once again, the girls play tomorrow at the Corn Palace. Mitchell with just one win in girls basketball so far this season. Governors with just a couple. Winnable opportunity maybe for the Governors. It'll be here on River 92-7. Here's Jacob Mayer with a bump on Aiden Myers. And Jacob Mayer will pick up his fourth personal. Foul trouble going to become an issue, really, for the first time this season for the Govs. Mayer has to come out. Cade Kaiser is back in after hitting the floor hard a short time ago. Jackson Edmond still in there with four fouls, but Mitchell on the line. Team foul number nine here. This is a 1-1. Aiden Myers, only one shot attempt so far tonight. That was a miss. But he's good on his first free throw attempt. He'll get another. Good to see the defensive intensity stepping up here for the Governors, but right now I think you'd really want to be careful. You don't want to give Mitchell too many scoring opportunities from the charity line for the rest of this game. As Myers puts his second one down, 53-44, Colonels lead by nine. Here had it within six a little bit ago. Here's Keenholz on the baseline, open, no good. Followed it on the back side, though, and still has it. Solik defending. Keenholz gets the screen, fires, 17-footer, gets put to the floor by Hinker, and the air ball is out of bounds. Lincoln's looking for a foul. Nothing doing there. So with 6:23 to go, Colonels will have it again. Pierce still applying pressure in the backcourt. Myers against Kaiser, up and across the timeline on the near side. Hinker around Zabel, hesitates, goes, and a block by Edmond, pulled down, however, by Steele Morgan. And Morgan is fouled on the way back up. Caden Hinker may have been thinking about throwing that one down, but Edmond denies. Good defensive play, but Morgan was right there to clean it up, and now Jet Zabel has his fourth personal foul. Steele Morgan, first miss in five tries. He'll try one more. So Zabel, Edmond, the bigs, Jacob Mayer also, all with four personals. The two bigs will stay in there for now. Morgan's second one is good, and the six-point deficit has grown to 10 again. All from the free throw line for the Mitchell Colonels. 54-44, 6 minutes to play. Hansen comes around the screen, leans in against Morgan, and a foul will be called. Matthew Hansen tries the layup. Two-shot opportunity coming for Matthew, who leads the Governors with 15 points. Second personal for Morgan. I don't have any Colonels with more than two fouls in this game. While the Governors have three players with four. Hansen misses the first of two. That's his first miss in four tries tonight. 5:57, clock having stopped. Second one is good. 16 for the Governor Senior. Inbound comes. Myers against Kaiser. Spins across the timeline, and a foul is going to be called as Kaiser unable to keep his hands to himself. And that was a dangerous pass. Myers got it away. I think Heeker actually kept it in play, but he had to run it down. So Aiden Myers at the line, and now double bonus for the last 5 minutes and 50 seconds here to the Mitchell Colonels. Kaiser's third personal. Front of two here, good for Myers. Mitchell was 8 of 11 in the second quarter. All free throw opportunities in the first half. Right now 4 out of 6, 5 of 7 actually, with a chance for one more in the second half. This one rims in and out, no good. Jackson Edmond with the rebound. Mitchell leads by 10 again, 55-45. Here's Keenholz from the left elbow. He comes up short. Pinker up with the rebound. Another struggling night for Lincoln Keenholz, stuck on 10 points. Myers picks his dribble up. Morgan to the high post underneath Solik. Good. Nice ball movement, good pass, and a good finish for the Colonels. Somebody lost Dylan Solik there. Here's a dribble and a kick off of the foot of Cade Kaiser. His peer will turn it over for the 10th time tonight. Mitchell led by 14 at half. He might have had a 16-point lead in there somewhere. That is the biggest lead of the night right now, sitting at 12. Clock runs down to 5:10 here in quarter number four. Tinker spins at the left elbow, backing his way in off the glass and good over Zabel, who had to be careful with four, Zabel with three fouls. Here's a timeout taken by the Governors. 59-45 our score, just under 5 minutes to play. A timeout that's brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling and Pier. Grab a Coke, be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Pier Governor Basketball.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Lynn's Dakota Mart Sporting Goods in the lower level of the store is the place hunters and fishermen have chosen for years. The knowledgeable staff can help you with hunting and fishing gear, bait, and the latest info. Plus, they carry a full line of name brand clothing and footwear like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. You can grab your grocery items, ice, pastries, and don't forget the Caribou Coffee Station. Head to the one place outdoorsmen have gone for years. The Sporting Goods Department at Lynn's Dakota Mart, conveniently located in downtown Pier.
Back at Riggside Gym, Governor Basketball brought to you on your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7, in part by your Pier Sports Marketing sponsors, including Bank West. Our friends at Live Ticket covering live video streaming as well. Overhead Door, Rinky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, Dairy Queen, Dakota Storm Roofing, the Brittany Shuffelbein Agency, and Beck Motors of Pier. There's a three-pointer for Lincoln Keenholz. Coming out of the timeout, his first of the night. Keenholz puts the Governors back to an 11-point deficit, 59-48, our score. 4.5 minutes to go here in the fourth. And a timeout, I believe, will be taken here by the Colonels. Maybe sensing a little trouble with Coach Kreitzfeldt. So another one-minute break here, another Coca-Cola break in the action with 4:26 to play, 59-48 Mitchell and River 92-7.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pier. Chuck Lindekugel was an outstanding basketball and track and field athlete for the Governors in the mid-1940s. He was a member of the state championship basketball team in 1944 and state runner-up the following year. He also helped Pier win the 1945 state track and field title and went on to the University of Minnesota, where he was a member of the 1948 NCAA champions. Chuck Lindekugel, one of Pier's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment has been brought to you by Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pier.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Coming out of the Colonel timeout, welcome back to Riggs High Gym, 59-48 our score. As the Colonels will play in the continuation of their possession. Off of the inbound from the near side, 20 seconds on the shot clock, still 4:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. Aiden Myers with Cade Kaiser all over him. Myers makes progress now. Stays out of a five-second violation. Here's Zabel still on Caden Hinker. Hinker up strong and good for two. Caden Hinker with 31 points now. It's 61-48. Keenels gets it to Bush. Hinker, up, and he thought he had all ball, but a foul called here that'll send Christian Bush to the free throw line. So a chance for the Governors to score without the clock running here. Trailing by 13, 61-48. Pierre has done a lot of good things tonight, trying to keep pace with this high-powered Mitchell offense. Just haven't been able to put enough defense together and enough offense either. First free throw for Bush is off the back of the rim, no good. Second one coming. Hinker with his first personal foul, by the way. And the second one for Christian Bush, just 4 points. Bit of a quiet night for him. There's his fifth as he gets the second one to go. 12-point Mitchell advantage now. A lot of great battles between these two teams over the years. And we've got a carry of the basketball. Turnover here for the Colonels as Myers trying to stay away from the Governor defense. Called for the violation. 3:48 left. Pierre has it back after a defensive stop. Keenholz will set it up. He'll leave it with Hansen on the near side. Direct a little traffic. Now Bush down in the corner. Back to Hansen. Keenholz off of the over pursuit. Challenging. Finger roll. Might have lost that one, but it's into the hands of Jet Zabel. Inside to Christian Bush. Turnaround shot. It's up and good. 61-51. As Mitchell gets it inbounds, Governor's providing man pressure, but up across against Cade Kaiser goes Aiden Myers. 3:10, still plenty of time on this fourth quarter clock. Solik around Hansen, finds a lane but can't score it. It tips away, falls away, Bush down with the rebound. Governor's on the move, Keenhole scoop with the left hand, comes up short underneath. Solik rebounds again, Keenhole has to catch up, but the Colonels are up ahead. As Hinker will feed Charlie McArdle up and in for two. Back to a 12-point Mitchell lead. Fast break basket there for the Colonels. Inside the free throw line, soft shot up and good for Lincoln Keenels. He's got 15 now, trying to heat up late here with 2.5 to go. 10-point game again, 63-53. Think about it in terms of possessions. It's just a 4-possession game. But you got to get defensive stops. Hinker loses this one out of bounds, and Zabel apparently got a hand on it. Colonels will throw in from the baseline, about halfway between the key and the sideline. Jackson Edmond with 4 fouls will check in. Christian Bush will get a break. Clock stopping at 2:16 left. Mitchell still has 19 on their possession. The inbound is to Hinker. Splits defenders, and the jump hook is up and good. 33 for Caden Hinker. The top players in the state. Keep an eye on him throughout the season. Here's Cade Kaiser. He challenges Hinker. Shot is blocked. Kaiser at 6'2". Hinker 6'8". With the long arms, turns into about 7'4". And a decision that Cade Kaiser would like to have back there. 1:45 left in the fourth. Mitchell in the driver's seat. There goes Hinker again. Left side off the spin move and a timeout called, and Brianna Kusler will empty the bench, perhaps. 67-53, our score. Be a full timeout with a minute 35 to play. Coca-Cola break in the action. Let's take 30 seconds, though, and we're back with more Pierre Governor basketball.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Timeouts in our broadcast brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling. Stay tuned for our Family Dental postgame. Brought to you by Family Dental offices in Pierre and Gettysburg, within which we'll have our Hermanson Endodontics big plays of the game and your Cowboy Country Store player of the game announcement. 67-53, Mitchell leads by 14. Caden Hinker with another block shot, but we got a blocking foul. It'll go against Aiden Myers. It'll send Matthew Hansen to the free throw line. No, they call this on Hinker. Mitchell led by 14 at the half, 39-25. Governor's got back within six, a time or two in the second half, but the Colonels have had the answer each time that the Governors have challenged. We're right back where we started when we began the third quarter as far as scoring margin is concerned. Hansen rims the first one of two, in and out. No good second one off the front of the rim, but it'll get the shooters roll. Matthew Hansen with... But if I'm not mistaken, that could be a career high, 17 points here tonight. Hinker across the timeline, and now a tip and a takeaway. Jacob Mayer got it away, but Dylan Solick will take it right back, and a pretty lay-in on the other end for Dylan Solick. Team's trade turnovers there, 69-54. Keenholz will toss a three up, that one in and out, no good. Hinker with another rebound, and this one academic. Final minute we go. As Myers will leave it with Hinker. Hansen went for his steal. Didn't get it. Solick will dish it down low. Jackson Edmond with a clean block of Charlie McCardle. The takeaway here for the Governors. Underneath Zabel. Fancy save into the hands of Hansen. Shot up for three. No good. Rebound is out to Steele Morgan. At a two-on-one, Mitchell slows it up. Now Hinker back out to Solick, and he'll play the time game. Good choice there as Mitchell will be able to run the clock out pretty much. The shot clock and game clock are both at 19, and the Governors won't challenge here. Colonels will improve to 7-2 on the season. Governors going to drop their fourth straight after starting 4-0. Players starting to shake hands. And there's your final horn. Now, and Jeremy Michelson wants a final throw in here. So the Governors again falling to 4-4. Post game coming up. Your final score on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, the Mitchell Colonels 69, the Pierre Governors 54. Governors got more of their offense going again, but the Colonels are a little bit better on the offensive side of things as they get the victory tonight. Scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pierre. Use their budget plan and keep full service. Stay warm all season long with Gales Gas in Pierre. And it is your Family Dental postgame beginning in 3 minutes. You're listening to Pierre Governor Basketball and your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7 at drgnews.com.
The team at Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pierre and can build your home in Pierre, Fort Pierre, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio, Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Pierre, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Happy New Year from everyone at Beck Motor Company in Pierre. New Year with new deals. Get four free oil changes with your four-tire purchase, a $200 value, $15 off Duramax diesel fuel filters, only $35 for a hand wash and vacuum. Enjoy $15 off a light detail. See all our specials at Beck-Motors.com. Call us at 605-224-5912. Beck Motor Company, Pierre.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Back at Ringside Gym, we welcome you to the post game. Our post game brought to you by the folks at Family Dental with offices in Pierre and in Gettysburg. Governors tried to keep pace offensively with this Mitchell Colonel offense, but just a little too good on this night for the Colonels, and they win this one 69-54. As that 4-0 start for the Governors has dissipated, and now they've got an even mark at 4-4. Colonels improve to 7-2 on the season, and now 5-1 in the ESD. Mitchell started with a three-pointer. Pierre responded. We had a 3-3 tie, but then the next five went to Mitchell. And after a pretty competitive first quarter, Mitchell grew the lead to 6 at 19-13. Then it was another tight game. Pierre was within 2 at a couple points in the first half of that second period, but Mitchell ran off a 16-4 at run in the end of that second quarter, and they led by 14 at half, 39-25. Pierre was able to close the gap, but no closer than 6 in that third period a few times. Pierre with a scoring advantage, 17-11, really started to pick things up on the defensive end, but they still trailed 50-42, ran out of gas maybe a little bit in that fourth quarter as the Colonels have a 19-12 advantage in that fourth quarter, and they win at 69-54. And again, the shots not falling with any regularity for the Governors. Another tough night, hitting on 21 of 57 on the game. Now, a lot more shots put up here tonight, I think, than what we've seen in the last few ball games. So that's good, a good sign. It stands to reason you put more shots up, you're going to make more baskets. But in this case, still, there's room for improvement. 10 of 25, by the way, in that fourth quarter. Governors hit on 4 of 16 from outside the arc, 6 of 10 from the free throw line with two double-figure scores. It's Matthew Hansen, the 6'4 senior, with 17 points to lead the Governors. Lincoln Keenhol's next in line with 15, but still a quiet night and a tough night shooting for the Governor's standout junior. Meanwhile, Christian Bush will finish with 7. Off the bench, Jet Zabel with a good ball game. He'll get 6. Jackson Edmond held to 4 tonight. Tough assignment inside for him. Jacob Mayer has a 3-pointer. Ben Heisler inside with a 2-pointer as well in that first half. 54 on the board for the Governors. Mitchell, meanwhile, shoots lights out at times. 11 out of 22 in the second half. Better than 50%, 24 of 47 overall. They hit 6 of 15, 40% from long range, and 67% at 12 of 18 from the free throw line. And Caden Hinker, 21 points in the first half. This kid can do it all, and he finishes with a game-high 35 points to lead the Colonels. Two other double-figure scores include Steele Morgan with 12, Dylan Solick with 11 points, Charlie McArdle a good 8-point effort off the bench, and 3 free throws down for Aiden Myers to close out the scoring for the Colonels, 69-54, the win for Mitchell. Pierre with the advantage in the rebounding department, unofficially 28-26 overall, 10-4 on the offensive end as well. Jackson Edmond and Caden Hinker, respectively, with 8 rebounds to lead each team. The Governors turned it over 11 times, did induce 14 takeaways against the Colonels, and a 13-8 advantage in the assist column goes to Mitchell as well. They moved the basketball real well. You can kind of see how they're getting a lot of these high-percentage shots, but they were shooting from the outside at a very good clip as well, and that is the statistical storyline right there. 69-54, Colonels with the victory. Family Dental Post Game continues after a 2-minute break. We'll hope for a conversation from Brianna Kuzler coming up in just a little bit, but we'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back, give you more. We've got big plays of the game from Hermanson Endodontics and your player of the game coming up as well from Cowboy Country Stores. Still to come in the Family Dental Post Game. This is Governor Basketball.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest, convenient, connected, committed. Member FDIC.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to dakotastormroofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
There's one place to watch Pierre Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Pierre Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pierre Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pierre Governor Sports. Watch them online with Live Tickets.
Welcome back to Riggside Gym and our Family Dental Post Game as the Governors fall tonight 69-54 to the Mitchell Colonels visiting here this evening. Other scores in ESD competition had Aberdeen Central winning at Brookings 67-56. Watertown knocks off Yankton tonight. Bit of an upset here. Yankton was 5-2. Watertown with just their second win of the season, and they win it on the road 48-46. Rapid City Central and Sturgis playing out west a little bit later on. A couple of girls scores as well. In the ESD, Watertown beats Yankton in overtime 55-52. Also, Sioux Falls Washington over Jefferson easily 66-38. Sioux Falls Lincoln leading at Roosevelt, 23-19. That is a halftime score. Out west, starting the fourth quarter, Rapid City Central handily over Sturgis, 41-21. Aberdeen Central and Brookings were playing as well, but no report on that one. We do have other basketball coming up on KPLO FM. Basketball coming up once again. We should say the Jones County Invitational is on KPLO FM. Lyman and Colombe, the first game of the evening session, but the Stanley County Buffaloes are now underway against Jones County. And so you can hear some Buffalo basketball with the Jones County Coyotes, the host team on that Jones County Invitational on KPLO. Meanwhile, as we've got big plays to talk about, big plays of the game are brought to you by the folks at Hermanson Endodontics in Pier. Got some big plays to refer to, and we'll rehash those, and we'll come back after you hear this from Hermanson Endodontics in Pier.
Quality comes first at Hermanson Endodontics. Dr. Ryan Hermanson serves Central South Dakota with specialty root canal treatment. Hermanson Endodontics strives to provide treatment that is not only comfortable, but also provides the best possible outcome. They do this by effective and timely communication with your dentist and preserving as much of the tooth as possible using state-of-the-art three-dimensional imaging and the dental operating microscope to guide diagnosis and treatment. Ask your dentist if a root canal specialist is right for you. Hermanson Endodontics in Pier.
Hermanson Endodontics with big plays of the game, and certainly more plays being made by Mitchell tonight. More shots dropping for the Colonels this evening as well. I could say the most entertaining play of the night, though, came from Jet Zabel, who had a layup attempt. He was going to challenge Caden Hinker, but he just hit the brakes. Hinker got up in the air, flew right by, and actually fell down out of bounds as he came down. Zabel put the left-handed bunny up and in with no problem. The crowd had a little fun with that one. Thankfully, Hinker is okay, and he got up, unfortunately, though, for the Governors, and led his team still to a big win tonight with 35 points. Hinker and also Steele Morgan made most of the big plays in this game, and we've got to go to the second half of that second quarter when the Governors were within two at 23-21. Mitchell goes on a 16-4 rally, and they led by 14 at the half, 39-25. Can't say that they weren't challenged again, but the Governors got no closer than six in that third quarter when they outscored Mitchell 17-11. But you got to go with that run at the end of the second quarter as tonight's Hermanson Endodontics big play of the game, or the series of big plays in this one, sponsored by Hermanson Endodontics in Pier. And with that, let's talk about players of the game. It's not a difficult choice, but got to give credit to Matthew Hansen with what might have been his career high tonight, 17 points in leading the Governor. Scored the first 8 points of the night for Pier, but a good, consistent, I thought, shooting night for Hansen. Shooting percentage still less than 50%, but still a good effort for Hansen on another rough night for Lincoln Keenholz, who finishes with 15 points. But the rest of the Governors, maybe outside of Jet Zabel and a good six-point effort off the bench, still struggling to get some consistent offense there here for Pier, 54 on the board. But for the Colonels, tip of the hat to Steele Morgan, to Dylan Solick getting in double figures, to Charlie McArdle with 8 points off the bench. But we'll make it official after we hear from Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier. Our Cowboy Country Store Player of the Game announcement is next. This is Governor Basketball.
Anytime is a good time for Cowboy Country Stores in Pier and Fort Pier. Fill up your tank and your stomach. Heading to the campground, hunting the fields, fishing the waters, Cowboy Country Stores are ready for you. Feed the family while on the go with delicious food. Breakfast starting at 5 a.m. Fresh baked pastries, coffee, regular and breakfast pizzas, Federal Bird stamps, convenience with a capital C. Cowboy Country Stores and Champs Chicken on Euclid and Harrison in Pier and in Fort Pier.
Cowboy Country Stores player of the game tonight, of course, with 35 points, tack on 8 rebounds, an assist here and there. This kid can do it all. He's going to Augustana next year. His name is Caden Hinker. He's a 6'8 senior and a first-team All-Stater. I think we can bank on that. We saw a lot from this guy last year. Governors were able to get the upset in Mitchell last season, but tonight it was the Caden Hinker show as he finishes with that 35-point effort. And our honors is the Cowboy Country Store player of the game. So he's got a T-shirt heading in his direction, noting his accomplishments leading his team the Mitchell Colonels to a 69-54 win over the Peer Governors tonight. Scoreboard, or I should say the player of the game from Cowboy Country Stores in Peer and Fort Peer. Doesn't look like we'll get an interview tonight. Coach Kusler still in the locker room with the boys to talk about this one. And again, I imagine there's a lot of positives to take out of this one, but just not enough defense in this one, maybe too much offense for Mitchell, as it turns out, in this one as well. But let's take a final break. We'll come back, talk about upcoming action. The Governor girls will play at Mitchell tomorrow. Talk about that and more. We've got Governor wrestling tomorrow from Peer High, Riggs High Gym as well. Touch on that when we return after this final timeout in our Family Dental postgame. This is Governor Basketball.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Peer can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Peer at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranky Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit rankygray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranky Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
How you move matters. Avera Orthopedics helps you move freely and live life to the fullest with innovative treatment options customized to your bone, muscle, and joint needs. Whether you suffer from aches, breaks, tears, or dislocations, turn to the orthopedic team experienced in treating every body. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Peer makes it easy when looking for a new vehicle. They get all available vehicle information so you can spend less time researching and more time enjoying your purchase. Check out new and used specials for additional info at gatewayfordtoyota.com. Nobody, and I mean nobody, beats a Gateway deal. Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, 518 East Sioux Avenue Pier.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Peer and can build your home in Peer, Fort Peer, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
Family Dental postgame continues. Welcome back to Riggs High Gym. 69-54, our final tonight. The Mitchell Colonels get the victory, but we do have Brianna Kusler, the head coach of the Governors, up to talk about this one. And I tell you what, Coach, I think you've been looking for a little more offense. I think there were some really good things that you can look at in this game. Unfortunately, you just run into a team that is pretty hot right now coming in, and they're leaving here pretty hot. That Colonel team, every bit as good as advertised, I guess.
They are. They did a lot of really good things. Caden Hinker is, there's a reason he's one of the best players in the state. He can score in a lot of different ways. And I thought that we did a decent job on him. You know, Jet Zabel in that second half, he worked his tail off. And we've got to help him out with some help on him. I mean, that's not a kid you can. We're trying to limit touches with that face guarding in the second half, but he gets a step, he's long, he's athletic, he's quick. We've got to have that next man up ready to help. But I thought offensively for us, we've saw a lot of positives tonight. Some areas maybe in the last couple of games that we haven't seen. We shot the ball better from the outside. I thought that we got some good attacks. Now we need to find ways to gather ourselves and go up strong, and maybe we can get some of those foul calls. But, you know, I certainly do not fault their effort. Man, they battled hard tonight, and we're going to be where we need to be when we need to be there. And I fully believe that. There's not a group of guys I would rather have in our gym right now. They're competing hard. You just want this for them really bad.
They really, and you talked about the defense a little bit from Zabel, but I think everybody kind of stepped up on defense. That's something we talk about, that maybe needed a little more aggressiveness. And yeah, you committed more fouls, but that's a good sign of some of that aggressive defense. Hopefully those are the kinds of things that against other teams that don't maintain possessions quite so well, even though I think you had fewer turnovers than the Colonels did tonight. But that's one of those things that's going to lead to good things continuing.
Yeah, and I thought, you know, our guards put a lot of pressure on them to handle the ball tonight. Jacob Mayer, Cade Kaiser, Brecken Kruger, all three of them. And then, you know, you had Matthew Hansen and Lincoln Keenholz off the ball a little bit more. But we saw a lot of positives from them. Well, areas that we can continue to improve upon. Certainly, at some point, we have to adjust to the fouls that are being called and not continue to just do the same things over and over and expect a different result. But the energy, you could tell they were getting frustrated. Mitchell was getting frustrated, but credit them. They did keep their composure pretty well, and they capitalized when we were exposed defensively, and we're working to recognize those type of things on when we're on offense, reading defenses more. But it's an area that we have a lot of kids that are really young still, and I have to remind myself of that a lot. We're eight games in, and this is the eighth game for some of these kids at the varsity level. And so we're asking them to do a lot. We're asking them to go grow really fast, and we're all growing right along with them. I've got plenty of areas to continue to grow, but coming off four losses right here, it's easy to just see all the negatives, but there are a lot of positives in what we're doing.
You look at also down by double digits, and you're challenging in that third quarter, get back within six. And, you know, boy, if kind of like what we were thinking Tuesday night in winter, if just a few more of these shots would fall, and as long as you keep getting those good looks, and hopefully they will fall. And, mm-hmm. and again, we're looking at more good things down the road here.
Yep. Biggest thing is we need everybody to stay together. We talked about it after the game. The ship's going to head in the right direction, but we need everybody on board. And we need everybody has a role, and people on the bench, people on the floor, whether you get 32 minutes a game or you have no minutes in a game. Your role of communication, your role of intensity, everything everybody has a very important role, and moving forward, we'll continue to define those roles and improve on everything, because we need everybody.
Got the weekend off and a couple of games against teams that are actually struggling, one of them Douglas, and it's hard to imagine a Brandon Valley team that is struggling a little bit, but you got them next week too, and I think that's an opportunity where just work on a few things this is probably the third time I'm saying it, but get things going in the right direction here next week.
Yep, it'll be good to get back, having a few days of practice. We need some rest right now. Mm-hmm. They're beat up, and as to be expected after four games in a week. And so we're going to get back to work tomorrow, give them the weekend to rest and recover, be a kid. I'm sure plenty of them will go hunting because they love to do that. But the spirits are as good as they can be right now. And we're going in the right direction, and there's always detours. But we still have that common goal in mind at the end of the season. All the goals that we set at the beginning of the season are still attainable. And that's something to really important to keep in, at the forefront of everything that we're doing is what our end goal is. And, you know, of course you want to beat everybody. We would love to be 20-0 at the end of the regular season. But individual wins against teams were not ever our goals. Mm-hmm. Our goals are sometimes some of the intangible things, toughness, that type of stuff is, I think we have the toughest team in the state. You saw that tonight. I mean, they were handed a challenge and they rose to it. And, you know, sometimes if you get the shots falling a little bit, it's a different result at the end. But I'm really, really proud of their effort. And there's no other group I'd rather be coaching right now.
All right, Coach. Well, good effort here tonight, but we'll see you next week. Have a good week.
Yeah, right? Thank you, too.
Brianna Kuzler, the head coach of the Governors. Govis fall, though, to Mitchell, 69-54. Once again, the girls' matchup comes up tomorrow here on River 92.7. David Burrell down to the Corn Palace. That'll be a 6:30 pregame. Governors against the Colonels. And we'll have Governor Wrestling here from Riggs High Gym on KGFX tomorrow. Peer host Huron at 5 o'clock, and they'll duel boys and girls. And then with the Watertown Arrows also in town, that'll be a big one, especially 7 o'clock with the start time on that. We'll just go back-to-back, a doubleheader of wrestling on KGFX tomorrow with those teams all going to the Jerry Otbrook Invitational in Mitchell on Saturday as well. So, and we've got more wrestling coming up next weekend with Tuesday and Thursday matchups at Brookings and at Brandon Valley. In fact, the Governor basketball team it's the Governor girls hosting Douglas next Tuesday. The Governor boys, take that back, the Governor girls at Douglas on Tuesday night. The boys host Douglas 1 week from tonight. That'll be their next contest. And we'll be doing, David Burrell will do those games both here on River 92.7. And we'll take care of the wrestling on KGFX as well. As for the Colonels, they're off for the weekend as well. They will go to Sturgis and Spearfish next weekend. More boys basketball. So tonight's final score, 69-54. Remember to tune over to KPLO. Check up on the Stanley County Buffaloes as they battle the Jones County Coyotes in the 54th annual Jones County Invitational Basketball Tournament. And remember, on the way to and from high school sports, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being a part of a team. They remind us all to think twice in case of ice. Slow down and drive for the conditions during winter driving here in South Dakota. Thanks to Jordan for running camera across the way. For our friends at Live Ticket, live video is available on demand after we sign off on this one of the liveticket.tv, gogovs.live, and also on the River 92.7 page of drgnews.com. And thanks to Heather Williams for running the show in studio as well. Final Gales Gas Service scoreboard, the Mitchell Colonels 69, the Peer Governors 54. Until we speak with you again tomorrow night on KGFX for wrestling or whenever we get together with you again down the road, I'm Brian Oakland, DRG Media Group Sports. This is your official home up here, Governor Athletics. Have a good rest of this Thursday, everybody.
Peer Governor Basketball on River 92.7 has been brought to you by
Bank West, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Fisher Rounds and Associates, First Dakota National Bank, the May Adam Law Firm, and the Corner Station and the Crossing.
Governor Basketball is brought to you by
Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, and Kruger Contracting.
And Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by
Oahe Federal Credit Union, TMA, Adventera, Kathy Sunshine Properties, Gator's Pizza, Pasta and Subs, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Bauman Lumber, Lariat Lanes, Wagner Auto, Capital City Campus, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, and Ferding Electric.
These special in-game sponsors bring you Governor Basketball.
Thank you, Ponceva State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Lydman Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
The preceding has been a presentation of the official voice of the Peer Governors, DRG Media Group Sports.